USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is withdrawing the nomination of acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf as head of DHS. Senators are out of session until the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, so any movement on the nomination is moot. The president's action is seen as reaction to Wolf's statement on the siege of the Capitol this week, Wolf calling it tragic and sickening. The acting police chief in Washington, D.C. says 68 people are facing charges following violence at the Capitol. Robert Conti says the arrests were made yesterday and into today.
Of the 68 arrests, 60 were adult males and 8 were adult females. 41 of those arrests occurred on U.S. Capitol grounds, and to my knowledge, only one of the arrestees is from the District of Columbia.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
In light of what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday, members of the Trump administration are resigning, including President Trump's former chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney telling CNBC that he's resigning from his new diplomatic post of special envoy to Northern Ireland.
I called Mike Pompeo last night, let him know, let him tell him that I'd be resigning from that. I can't do it. I can't stay. It's a nothing thing. It doesn't affect the outcome. It doesn't affect the transition. But it's what I've got, right? And it's a position I really enjoy doing. But you can't do it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more of my friends resign over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. It would be completely understandable if they did.
Tonight's SpaceX liftoff is more important for another factor than beyond it's the first of the new year. A Falcon 9 rocket will launch from Cape Canaveral this evening with a Turkish satellite. It's a big accomplishment for Turkey, as its president says the launch will put his nation in the mix of space competition. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Security measures are being examined on Capitol Hill.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, it was back on this day in 1999 when the impeachment trial of then-President Bill Clinton begins. Clinton formally charged with lying under oath and obstructing justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.